Welcome to the Boost Podcast with Kelly Leonard, the podcast providing you with immediate access to tools, tips, and tactics to boost your business and career success, build your brand, optimize relationships, obtain more leads, secure thought leadership space, and tap into new markets. It's the Boost Podcast. And now, here's Kelly Leonard.
Hello and welcome back to the Boost Podcast. I am your host, Kelly Leonard. Annie Margarita Yang is the best-selling author of The 5-Day Job Search, where she helps job seekers interview with confidence and secure a $35,000 raise, which I'm sure we'd all agree is essential in today's economy. In this episode, we'll chat about building your brand and securing thought leadership. Hey, Annie, welcome to the Boost Podcast.
Kelly, thank you for having me on today.
Oh, my pleasure. And so for folks who are hearing your name for the very first time, tell us a little more about yourself.
Well, I'm just someone who didn't go straight to college after high school, despite facing a lot of pressure. Worked a whole string of minimum wage jobs. And then after that, I did get a college degree in communications, but coming out, I worked at Domino's Pizza. So everyone kept telling me, oh, that's going to be your golden ticket to having more career success. But that wasn't the case for me. And then when we moved from Texas to Boston, I said, you know, I'm starting a new life here, new identity, everything. I'm going to make my mark on this city because I'm going to hustle and work hard. So I started applying to accounting jobs without any accounting degree. I don't care what people think, you know. So I applied to 50 a day. And then
what?
Yeah, 50 a day. And then by the seventh day, I got an offer. And I did this in my second job search as well. And I got an offer in 6 days. And then in my third job search, I got an offer in 5 days. And I've had people tell me that I can't do that, but I like to prove people wrong.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That is extraordinary. So what was like your motivation to just say, you know what, I'm just going to keep applying and I'm going to do 50 a day. Like what motivated you to even do that?
Well, you know, I was really sick of working for minimum wage. I felt like I'm really smart and talented, but I think people are not willing to take a chance on me. Like they're not willing to give me an opportunity. And all I ever wanted was just the opportunity. I'll take it. I'll prove myself. You know, I'll work really hard. I will outwork everyone in the office. But people have always said, well, you don't have this qualification or that degree. And I said, you know what? I only need one person to tell me yes. If I can just convince and persuade and sell to one person and get them to say yes, that's all I need. And then I can just go from there, you know, after I actually get the job and I can prove myself.
Wow. Well, I honor and celebrate your confidence. So thank you for that. I know, you know, a large part of what your area of expertise is around personal branding. And so I would love to just get a better understanding from you, especially in today's digital age. Like, what does personal branding even truly mean?
People think it's something special, but, you know, actually, if you read any branding book, branding is basically what people think of you. It's people's perception of you. It's the feeling they get when they think about you. That's all brands, personal and company, right? So even if you don't have anything online, like let's say you don't have any social media profiles, your personal brand is a I'm not on the internet brand. Or like if you're always just posting pictures of what you ate or your Starbucks coffee on your personal Facebook, for example, your personal brand is like, this is what I ate brand. Selling houses all the time, posting pictures of houses you're selling. Okay, I sell houses brand. Everyone yes. already has a personal brand.
Thanks for that. I mean, I love the simplicity of the way that you describe it. And so how does, when you think about personal branding, how does branding differentiate or distinguish a job seeker in a competitive market? And then how can it elevate an individual in their particular area of expertise or their niche?
It differentiates you because, like, you have to think these days, before anyone wants to talk to you, they want to look you up online.
Yeah.
They're going to search and find things about you. It's almost like the same as in dating, you know, when you swipe right on Tinder and you match. Well, before you actually sit down for like a 1 hour to 90 minute meal with that person, you know, you have a conversation with them over the text message first, but you look them up online to see what they posted, right? Mm-hmm. To make sure this isn't some like creepy stalker or crazy murderer, you know, who knows? Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing before an employer or anyone, even if you own a business, a client, potential client wants to give you money, right? Mm-hmm. They will look you up before they even talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how can you use sort of your personal brand to really just accelerate or elevate you in a your particular space of expertise or your niche?
Well, there are several ways you can do that, but like you just keep having to think, if I were a leading expert in my industry, what would I do? Right? Like, look at what the industry experts are doing in their own industry. What would they do? Research, look up their names, look at all their social media profiles. What are they posting? What kind of picture do they have as well? Does it convey a certain vibe when you look at it? So like, for example, one of the things I like to do is I like to tell people, like, for example, if you want to be seen or perceived as a best-selling celebrity author or something like that, look up celebrity authors and you kind of like see they've got a really confident facial expression and then their hair is done almost perfect. They're wearing amazing clothes. You know, why can't you look like that as well? Nobody's going to just knock on your door and go like, I want to make you look like a celebrity author. No, you have to be the one that says, I'm going to make myself look like a celebrity author. I'm going to go in that photo shoot looking amazing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
So then how does that work in terms of when you think of folks who are perhaps early in their career or they're just starting out or they're looking for a job or launching their own venture? What are some of the initial steps that they should be taking in order to establish a really strong personal brand?
Well, one of the first initial steps that anyone can take, even an entry-level college grad, they can get a professional headshot taken. Mm-hmm. Okay, that will set you apart. Like when I got that first entry-level accounting job without an accounting degree, well, I take my career really seriously. So what I did was I set aside some money, I budgeted and saved for it to pay $600 for a professional headshot. And the photographer asked me, you know, when I take your photo, this is why he's one of the best in his industry. Mm-hmm. It's about what you want to be. I don't care what you are now. Who do you want to be? And I told him, like, make me look like a CFO in the making. Right. So that way people, you know, looking at my profile for my next job, they're going to want to hire me for that. Right. So even an entry level college graduate can do this. And actually, I'm just about wrapping up this YouTube series that I've been doing, which is testing out different AI headshot generators, because I do know people who are 22 years old, they cannot, or, you know, most people don't have $600 lying around for a headshot. Mm-hmm. So I tested like 20 different AI headshot generators with my own money. And I found out that the best one that I can recommend is called dreamwave.ai. So www.dreamwave.ai. And you can pay like $99, take some selfies of yourself, upload it to their platform, and you get like, I don't know, about like 300 photos that you could potentially use for your LinkedIn.
So, wow.
And they came out like, they resemble me a lot and they came out looking very professional. Now, if you zoom out of the photo to make it like the size of what it would be on social media, people probably won't be able to tell it's not actually a real picture of you. If they really zoomed in and like compared, okay, maybe they could figure it out, but most people are not, you know, doing that.
Right. Wow. Awesome. And so let's dig into sort of some of the challenges, because so far, some of what you shared in theory, it sounds really easy, like, oh, get a headshot, do this. But what are some of the challenges that people face in developing a really strong personal brand? And how can they then sort of address and remedy some of those challenges?
Yeah, I honestly think it's not hard. Okay. The biggest challenge is people are too lazy to put in the work. I think anybody can do this. I hate to like make people feel bad and go like, hey, you were lazy procrastinator. If you're listening and you're not taking the action, that's what you are. I coach people. I walk them through it. I do it with them. And the people who don't succeed are the ones who don't do the homework.
Mm.
Like, okay. I just tell them like, hey, you know, we're using ChatGPT. I mean, you can't say that you cannot afford at this point. We have AI. We can do it on like a really shoestring budget. ChatGPT, $20 a month for the version 4, right? And it can write like a really nice professional bio for you makes it look like you are a leading industry expert. Mm-hmm. And like, if you cannot even do that and follow my instructions, I just feel like, it doesn't get any easier than this, guys, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So then how do you then address, because one, there also is space in that process to potentially sort of stretch the truth in terms of what a person's background is using AI or their level of expertise or what have you. So what's that delicate balance that you sort of encourage people to consider as they are doing their professional brand or their personal brand?
It's not about stretching the truth. We are using real numbers, but it's really more about spinning it so that it does sound more professional and you can say it with confidence. Like, for example, my YouTube channel has 18,000 subscribers, but that's not in my bio. Instead, what's in my bio is I have over 1 million views on my channel. That sounds more impressive. So like, they're both honest and accurate numbers. I just choose to use one over the other. And the 1 million views one sounds far more impressive than 18,000 subscribers, even though that is a feat in itself.
Yes.
I'm still a small channel. This is a small channel and most people don't even make it to 18K. But these days, think you're only truly YouTube famous or successful if you have over 500K subscribers or something. Like, it used to be lower, you know, back in maybe 2010, but now these days the threshold is higher for what people think is like, oh wow, so amazing. So if I could put like 1 million views, then that sounds more impressive, right? It's really more about cherry picking the ones that really highlight and make you sound amazing.
I see. And so what about this whole notion, because you alluded to it before, we talked about, you know, you just have to just do it type of scenario and that, you know, people need to just get out of their own way. But what about the whole notion of just life is busy, people are busy? How important is, you know, consistency in personal branding across different platforms and in various aspects of one's professional life?
It's really important, because if you're not consistent and you don't show up and expose yourself, right, people are not going to remember you. You're not going to leave that lasting impression. When I say consistency, the one-time setup that you can do, this isn't going to be a recurring thing, is at the very least, make your headshot the same across all your profiles, because that way people can recognize you. Like, if you have an older picture on a different platform, people have short attention spans. They're not even going to be able to tell you're the same person. So make it easy by using the same headshot. Use the same name. So that's why across all my profiles, everything on the internet, I'm Annie Margarita Yang. I make it easy for people to identify me, right? Don't go like first name, last initial. First name, middle initial, last initial. Or like first name, no last name. You know, like pick one and then stick with it. You can do this as a one-time thing, right? But as for like consistency, at least once a week, you know, post once a week, I think that's reasonable.
So, and I love what you said about being consistent in terms of even the way that you're showing up in your personal branding. Now, what, for example, if your name is Jane Smith, though, like, how do you then, because there's a gazillion different Jane Smith. And so what is it that you would recommend to someone in terms of, okay, and if you have a name that is more common, then this is the way that you can sort of really tweak and draw attention and uniqueness to your personal brand beyond your name?
Yeah. Well, there's also your username handle. Google can index that as well. So some profiles, they let you do that. So Facebook, customize your URL, LinkedIn, customize your URL. You know, that will also help. So pick a username handle that you can also use consistently. And if your full name as your username handle is taken, you know, use your profession, you know, I don't know, Annie Yang Real Estate, Annie Yang Accounting, who knows, you know, use your profession afterward if you plan to keep doing the same profession for the rest of your life. These days, people make career changes. So if you could just stick with your full name.
Yeah. Well, and you bring up a really important point there, because people do often have this like sort of epiphany and they're like, ah, I want to change my, I want to go in a totally different direction in terms of my brand. And so how often should someone revisit or potentially adjust their personal brand?
Well, you can keep adjusting it as much as you like, right? Like this is something I personally, I think about it every day. How can I refine my personal brand? I think the average person maybe every 2 months, you know, mm-hmm. is something that's okay to do. It's not like something you proactively do all the time. Mm-hmm. Like I have to brush my teeth every day, no matter what kind of thing, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. This is something you put out into the world, what you believe is right. You know, whatever makes you comfortable. But I think the most important thing is the quality. Mm-hmm. People are not thinking about even the quality of what they post. Mm-hmm. And they're not even putting in any effort or polishness into mm-hmm. what they're doing for their brand online. That's the important thing. How polished is it?
Okay. And then because things change constantly, what would you say are some of the trends or what do you expect in terms of just the future of personal branding? Like what changes do you see coming down the pike?
Yeah, I think everyone is hopping on TikTok. I don't like it. I don't like the short attention span and like the loud music that this app just blares, you know, uh-huh. when you watch a video. But this is a truth that even I cannot deny. The platform has like the highest growth at the moment in terms of like new users. Mm-hmm. And people are, you know, okay, the other day I got on a Zoom call with like this MLM pyramid scheme person that was trying to sell whole life insurance. Mm-hmm. and she told me that most of her clients were coming from TikTok.
Wow.
Yeah. And then like 2 months ago, I was taking an acting class and a lot of them in the class were like Gen Z, you know, mm-hmm. Gen Z, they come out of high school and mm-hmm. they're just like, if they think they're really attractive, maybe they have what it takes to make it into Hollywood. I asked one of the students in the class, I was like, how did you find a private acting teacher? So this was a group class, but one person said she had a private acting teacher. She's like, oh yeah, I found her on TikTok.
Wow. Wow.
So yeah, people are literally like finding other professionals to connect with and buy services from via TikTok.
So, okay. But now, and then when you first mentioned TikTok, you were just like, eh, I'm not really a fan. And so how much are of that is okay, but at some point, Annie, you're going to need to, you know, get in line and perhaps adopt TikTok? Or is it, hey, because it's my personal brand and I just don't want to, I just don't enjoy the platform myself personally. Do you just, or how do you make those decisions in terms of, I need to show up there because that's where my potential buyer is?
Yeah, I will show up there. I actually bought a course on how to do TikTok. Like I mm-hmm. bought a $300 course from some successful TikToker on uh-huh. how to grow on the platform as well. So I just need to finish taking the course and implement what he taught. Just because I don't like something doesn't mean I won't do it, right? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that we don't like in life that we have to do, yeah. right? I don't yeah. like the fact that I have to work over 40 hours a week so that I can buy a house and pay my bills. But you know what? I still have to do it. You know,
right,
like that's
right.
one of those things. I used to believe personally that sales and marketing was slimy and sleazy mm-hmm. and only people who are willing to like toot their own horn like marketing. So mm-hmm. what I did was I wrote on my bathroom mirror, I wrote, it's possible that I can love sales and marketing and I can get really good at it. And then I just keep reading that affirmation on my mirror over and over again. This was a couple months ago, I think like back in January. Oh, wow. It's almost been a whole year now.
Wow.
And now my mindset toward it has changed. I like sales and marketing. Mm-hmm. I find it like a really exciting field. In fact, I might want to work in media instead of mm-hmm. accounting. I might want to transition. So I can change my mind about things. I think the reason people don't like something is simply because one of the big reasons is they're just not familiar with it.
Yeah. I so appreciate what you're saying. So what is one thing that you would, if someone's listening and they're like, personal branding, I don't know where to get started. You mentioned a headshot, which, okay, that's great. What is another thing? Once you have, let's say, okay, well, I've got my headshot, but what should I do next? Like, what's that next step that you would recommend to someone who's listening in, who is really committed to try to build their personal brand?
The next step is the bio. It could be that LinkedIn bio if you only have a LinkedIn, but if you want, you can even make a one-page website, something that's really easy to set up for only $16 a month with Squarespace. And that one-page website could literally just be a picture of you and your bio as well, right? The bio is really important because it tells people what you've already accomplished, but more importantly, it tells people what you want. What kind of opportunities are you seeking? Because there are people out there who want to buy. They're looking for a professional, some contractor, who knows, right? They have a problem and they're looking for someone who has the expertise to solve that problem. They don't go posting ads looking for this professional. What they do is they do a quick search to see is there someone out there already like this, because they don't want 300 people emailing them, okay? So if you just make it easy for people to know what you do and what you want, you're making it easy for them to transact with you. Let me give you an example, okay? My really old mentor, she's like in her late 70s. She owns a couple of real estate properties, and she wanted me to help her find a bookkeeper in Fort Lauderdale. I said, okay, I don't know anyone in Fort Lauderdale. I don't know who to recommend to her, but okay, I made a list of every single bookkeeping company in Fort Lauderdale, and then I just emailed all of them. All 50, there are 50 of them in Fort Lauderdale. I emailed all of them within the same 1 hour, just so I can see like who responds back, like how fast they respond, how thorough is their response. At the very least, so that way I can pick the one who acts most professional. I don't know if their work is good, but their communication is professional. Can you believe that only 5 out of 50 people responded back? Yeah.
That's extraordinary.
That's telling me 45 bookkeepers are simply not interested in getting new business. She was ready to pay. No, this isn't some like random scam email. This is like a genuine client ready to open her wallet and pay because she's suffering. She doesn't want to do bookkeeping on her own anymore. She's ready to get rid of this pain point of hers, right? But only five people responded. And the other, you know, the two of the five that responded were the courteous ones to say, we have more than enough business. We don't need this. Right. So, it's almost like when you want a contractor to do do work in your home. How many do you have to call? Like last year, I tried to hire a snow removal company. I called 13 companies in my area that serviced my neighborhood, and only two people called me back. Okay, so that's the thing. You need to like convey that professionalism, and put your bio together. Put together a small website. When people find you, they are ready to pay. Make it easy for people to hire you for work.
Awesome. Showing up is key for sure. And so, Annie, thank you so much for just your insights and information. If someone's listening in and they want to tap into your genius and or just follow all the great work that you're doing, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is to head over to annieyangfinancial.com. That's spelled AnnieYang Financial. And for a limited time only, I have a special offer for anyone listening. I'm selling the book, The 5-Day Job Search, which is, you know, everything I've talked about in this interview basically comes from the 5-Day Job Search. So if you liked this, you can get more of that information by reading the book, and you can get a 10% off discount using the coupon code BOOST, BOOST, when you buy the book directly on my website.
Awesome. And I will definitely include that information in the show notes. Thank you so much for your generosity, Annie. And it has been a pleasure connecting with you, wishing you just continuous success.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for having me on today.
The Boost Podcast serves an energetic community of business leaders, entrepreneurs, and individuals who are growth-minded. If you, your business, or organization would like to share your service, product, or expertise with the Boost Podcast community, contact Kelly Leonard. Email kelly.leonard@taylor-leonard.com. Again, that's kelly.leonard@taylor-leonard.com.
Well, that concludes this episode of the Boost Podcast. Thank you again for listening in. If you don't mind, if you could like, subscribe, or share the podcast with a friend, I would greatly appreciate it. For more information on anything Boost related, you can visit our website at www.kellytleonard.com.